It's, yeah.
We have been brought into sanity, if you see, into the very presence of God. Gateway to God.
That's correct to say.
Yes. Right, you are brought right in to the presence of God. And you have been brought into a sphere where God light shines, if I should use that term, where the holiness of God is rarely recognized and owned. And another sign that we need to recognize, if we say we have no sin, the knowledge, the light that we have been brought in, brought that to me too, that we have a sinful nature. It says to be in the light and says, well, no, I am perfect now. Nothing wrong could happen. No, God says, listen, the light, that very light in which I have been brought, also brings the knowledge that I have sin dwelling in me. But if I sin, if I do something wrong, and I confess it, the blood of Jesus Christ cleanses us from our sin. I believe a person have been brought into the light should not practice sin. That's what John says. If you see somebody persisting in a course, you've got to question if that person is saved. So not only am I to recognize that I have a sinful nature, but I have to recognize also that if I sin, I am capable, but I don't practice. But if I do, the blood of Jesus Christ is on cleansing from our sin. And then in verse 9, he says, if we confess our sins, that's what we would do, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Faithful to the finished work of Christ, and he could remain a righteous God in forgiving because the basis have been set forth. But he says in verse 10, if we say that we have not sinned, we make him a liar, and the word is not in us. So, and I'm looking back at the past, and I never do anything wrong. Something is wrong. If you say that, I'm not doing nothing wrong. So the fact remains is the light, in a way, shows me up also. I have a sinful nature, and I need to recognize that.
I just want to ask the question, and again, it's a clarity's sake. Brian, when you say that, and what we have been saying, that we come into the presence of God, exactly what do we mean? The reason I say that, and as Sammy tried to recap and see if he could understand his answer, and he mentioned that we come into, and he connects Timothy, the inapproachable light. I don't get that the scripture there saying we can come into that.
Quite right.
Because I think I've been hearing that, whether it's...
No, that's where divine persons
are. Right. And so we can come into the unapproachable light. It says no man can approach, as in Timothy. However, having a knowledge of the light, and also, so now this is where I would want to understand what it means when it says I come in the presence of God, because I do understand that it is, when we speak, it's living in the consciousness of what it means to be holy. At least that's part of it. But I just want to get an understanding. When we say we come into the presence of God, where there is holiness, what do we mean? Because I think if we get a little handle on that, that will understand when we talk about we walk in the light.
I think it's good also to recall the verse we quoted in the morning, that we became partakers of a divine nature. So as far as the light, the aspect of light itself, as a believer, we became partaker in that aspect itself. So that explains the verse here 7. But if we walk in the light, as we revealing that aspect of his nature. So it's not like we are out and we have to walk in. We are in, but the responsibility of the believer to, as the Lord told his disciples, let your light so shine. So that light is inside, but my responsibility, my moral responsibility, is to let that light, that aspect of the divine nature, to shine before men.
I think it brings out the thought of walking according to the light. Because we are no light, because we are not in Christ, and Christ is in us. It is His light. We remember the scripture says that our life is hid with Christ in God. So that is where we are. And therefore, as we enjoy Him, it helps us to walk in keeping with what we are. And it's saying that, therefore, we should walk according to light. If we walk according to darkness, then there is a problem. But it says, if we confess our sins, He is faithful and just. Because I don't think the believer can walk in darkness, but we can walk according to darkness. Because once we have been brought in light, we can only walk in the light.
So deity could not be approached. You've got to keep that in mind. When we talk about an approach, that's deity. And we will ever and always be human. And we will ever and always be God. So deity is deity. That stand there absolutely. Mm-hmm. But what was revealed to us, or to regulate, I think that's what you are saying, the way we walk. It is what revealed to us as God is light. If you are living in the Israelite camp in the Old Testament, you see the tabernacle, and you see the Shekinah glory in there. And God had given instruction according to His word of what to eat, how to walk, what to live, if you sin, what you have to do. It's all given out. It was all revealed according to the glory, to the holiness, and to the light of God. And every Israelite that is living in that camp must, in order to regulate the way he lived, according to the instruction that was revealed, which is according to the light of God. No one could come near the Shekinah glory. That's right there. Moses had everybody stay off. That's off limit. That's deity, and that will always be this way. But what was revealed, even in the Old Testament, taking just because it's very practical there, he told them what to do all the way. Every Israelite in the camp has to regulate his life according to the light that was revealed. Now to us, God has revealed Himself in the Lord Jesus. And what ought to regulate the life of the believer? It's not sets of rules. It's Christ. You look at Christ and that regulates your life. That's how He acted. That's how we walk. Righteousness, love, it was all maintained by Him. Do you want to know how God wants you to regulate your life? Look at the Lord Jesus.